St. Paul in the second reading today reminds us that if then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ raised from the dead dies no more, death no longer hath power over him. My brothers and sisters, do you live for Christ or not? My brothers and sisters, are we being held back, bogged down by this world, or are we being freed in Christ Jesus? And Jesus reminded us today in the gospel reading that whoever did not take up his cross is not worthy of me. And he sent us out to be in the world, but not of the world. Just like what I said last week, that the Vatican II dogmatic constitution, Lumen Gentium, reminds us that we're called to be the light of this world. We're called to go out in the name of the Lord. And therefore, we're no longer preaching ourselves, building our kingdom, or bringing people to glorify us or to praise us, but we're bringing each and every person that we encounter, each and every relationship, each and every situation, and sanctified it in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we become prophets, speaking not of our own words, our own righteousness, our own way of life, but preaching and radiating Christ through each and every word. And that's why Jesus in the gospel today reminds us that whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when people see us, my question for you is that, do they see Christ in us? Or do they see our own ego, our own justification, our own self-glory? Are we generous enough to God, Or are we counting the cost at each and every turn? The first reading today reminds us that, just like that poor woman, who welcomed the prophet Elisha, and because of her generosity, he had blessed him with something she didn't expect. So each and every one of us too, when we become generous to God, we will all receive abundantly beyond what we can comprehend, beyond what we can grasp, beyond what we can see at this moment, the generosity of God. Never hold back in being generous to God. Never hold back because we're counting what is only good for us, what's only beneficial according to our feeble understanding, our calculation, or our quote-unquote return on investment. My brothers and sisters, let us never be stingy and help back ourselves for Christ, because he hath first loved us. A few days ago, we celebrated the solemnity of St. Peter and St. Paul, and I said in my homily for that day that Jesus chose Peter and Paul, two different personalities, two different paths of life, not because they were perfect, but he chose them in all of their imperfections, and through his providential love, sanctified them, transformed them, and called them toward a new way of life. And as a matter of fact, Pope Francis gave a very wonderful homily on that solemnity, and he referred to the story of Saint Peter and the Lord encounter that we often hear the most, Covadis Domine, where are you going, my Lord? According to tradition, Peter was fleeing Rome because of the persecution, but when he saw the Lord, he asked the Lord, Covadis Domine, where are you going? And the Lord said, I am going to Rome to suffer. And Peter accepted that at his own fate, and he returned back to Rome to ultimately meet his own martyrdom. Covadis Domine, where are you going, Lord? I will follow you. I will never leave you. I will leave everything behind in order to grab onto you and I will never abandon you. Peter, Paul, all of the apostles, all the saints, teach us this faithfulness in following Christ at all times, even though there will be times when we feel like we want to let go, even though there will be times when we feel like we're not good enough, even though there will be times when it seems like it's easier to walk away. To be honest with you, I struggled for the longest time ever, especially as an immigrant, feeling like I have to prove myself to be Americans, to be a part of this society, and somehow to be accepted in order to be a good priest or a good whatever. For the longest time ever, I tried so hard to be good, to fit in. But then I recognized that in all of my imperfections, I lead people to Christ and not myself. Christ is able to work through me and in all of my humanity, not because that I am worthy, but because I trust Him. My brothers and sisters, I'll share with you two instances that really challenged me. After my ordination, I was assigned as an associate at Immaculate Conception Parish in Denton, and even when I was named the parish priest of three parishes in Wichita Falls, there were so-called American people who came to me after Mass and went like, "Oh, thanks God, we can understand you, because when we saw your name and how different it was from the typical name that we know, we thought we couldn't understand you. Praise God, we could understand you." In all of their simplicity, they showed me my greatest fear. The fear that people wouldn't understand me. The fear that somehow I would be treated as a second class citizen. The fear that I wouldn't be welcome because of who I am as an immigrant, because I am different. And for the longest time ever, I let that inferior complex really creep in and make me wanting and desiring to prove myself at all times so that I somehow become quote-unquote Americans. But then I recognized that who I am, all of my background, where I came from, and my journey that led me to into the priesthood, and all of my ups and downs, and where I am, and all of my imperfections, and all of my so-called broken English or whatever doubts, Jesus was, still, and will continue to work in me and through me. It's never about me. It's never about me proving myself to anyone. So I shouldn't have that desire, nor should I let other people's fears or reservation or their humanity bring me down. It's not them who define me. It's not me who is trying my heart to prove to other people. But it's each and every one of us need to depend on Christ. A priest is not dependent on himself to confect the Eucharist or to be a good shepherd or somehow to be a good parish priest. A priest needs to depend on Christ in persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ the Head, to radiate Him and to love His people just as He had loved them. It's never about proving oneself. It's never about letting oneself be held down by other people's reservations or by other factors. It's all about Him. It's about how generous, how humble, how genuine, how sincere we are to Him. Quo vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? I will follow you. Not worrying about how other people will judge me, or not worrying about who I am, but loving you with all that I have. That is my invitation for you today as we contemplate on all of the Mass readings. And I'll end my homily today by echoing the Holy Father's own sermon on the solemnity of St. Peter and St. Paul. He said that St. Peter teaches us three valuable lessons. First, as a rock. Peter, his name, literally means rock. And the quality of a rock is that it is strong and steady. Peter shows us the passionate love for Christ, the willingness to let go in order to be founded, in order to follow Christ, and in order to suffer for him. Even at times when he fell, he repented. He returned back to the Lord. Peter, Petra, Cephas, the rock, teaches us what it is to be strong, to be steady, to be passionate, and to follow at all costs. Peter could also be interpreted as stone. And Peter at the stone shows us that each and every one of us are different pieces of stone to build up the church, reminding us of the tender care in building the church, the tender care of taking care of the poor and to preach the gospel instead of being stumbling block for others. My brothers and sisters, will we become stone to build the church, or will we become stumbling blocks for others? That's the second lesson the Holy Father is trying to teach us following the example of St. Peter. And last of all, the word Peter can be translated Cephas, Petra can be translated as pebble. Peter as a pebble teaches us the lesson of simplicity, of genuineness, of littleness, learning how to repent and to weep, especially when we have screwed up, especially when we have rejected the Lord, especially when we have forgotten him, especially when we let the fears of this world creep in, to repent, to weep, and to entrust ourselves to the Lord, knowing that he is able to use us in and through our imperfections as long as we remain humble and sincere. So, St. Peter teaches us a lot. To be a rock, to be a stone, and to be a pebble. And the Holy Father, quote, said, and I quote, "This is all Peter, the strength of the rock, the reliability of the stone, and the littleness of the simple pebble." May we learn in St. Peter how to let go of everything, to follow the Lord, to love him with all of our heart, and to never look back. Each and every day we should ask the Lord, "Quo vadis, Domine, where are you going? I'm willing to let go of everything to follow you, instead of worrying about what other people think of me or how I should prove myself to others. I will give myself as I am because I love you, because you are my everything."